Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Premier is announcing an independent review into the Crime and Corruption Commission's reporting powers. This review comes after the High Court ruled the CCC could not release a report on their investigation into public trustee Peter Khan in 2018 after he was cleared of all wrongdoing. The new review will examine whether the CCC should be able to release reports on cases where they found no disciplinary action is warranted. It is to be headed by former Queensland Chief Justice Catherine Holmes and is expected to report back to the state government by May 20th. Construction workers held a protest outside Queensland Parliament yesterday afternoon in the wake of the death of a Cross River Rail worker. The Construction, Forestry and Maritime Employees Union have alleged a 29-year-old labour hire worker, Daniel Seyu, died of heat stress after working at the Cross River Rail Salisbury site in late December last year. The union further claims that 25 workers have been hospitalised due to heat stress since Christmas. Protesters are now joining the union in calling on the Queensland government to introduce an effective heat stress code of practice for outdoor and high-risk work. In national news, 7 schools across Sydney will have testing done amid concerns about bonded asbestos contamination in mulch across New South Wales. Concerns were raised after bonded asbestos was found in mulch at multiple public parks across Sydney earlier this month. The New South Wales Environment Protection Authority says the 7 sites have been cited for precautionary testing, but that there is currently no evidence of asbestos contamination in any of the schools identified. The schools will remain open, however, the EPA is encouraging students and staff to keep away from garden beds in and around school sites. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has met with her Israeli counterpart to urge compliance with the International Court of Justice, a Senate committee was told late yesterday. The Foreign Minister told a Senate estimates hearing that the Australian government position was that Israel must comply with the ICJ's orders, which require Israel to take all measures within its power to prevent genocidal acts and enable the provision of humanitarian aid. However, the Australian government has refused to disclose its position on the genocide case brought by South Africa against Israel within the ICJ, which prompted the orders. The Greens Senator Jordan Steele-John commented that this left unanswered questions as to whether Australia accepted the premise of South Africa's case. And in international news, India's Supreme Court has overturned a 7-year electoral funding system that allows donors to make unlimited and anonymous donations to political parties. The system, known as electoral bonds, allows a personal company to buy bonds from the state-run Bank of India and donate them to political parties. Members of the opposition and civil society groups have routinely criticised the system's lack of transparency. Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrasekhar, who headed the 5-judge bench, justified the ruling, stating, "Political contributions give a seat at the table to the contributor. This access also translates into influence over policymaking." For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with the chance of a thunderstorm. It is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. There is currently no fire danger rated, but the UV index is predicted to reach 14, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
4ZZZ. We think it's
pretty good. It's pretty!